When Sirius sneezes, Labadon catches a cold. Bibles, books, and bucks will soon make a big footprint in the Philippines. And have you ever played Trivial Pursuit? Well, this is kind of like that, but with a missions twist. We'll share these stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. There's a saying that goes, when Sirius sneezes, Lebanon catches a cold. Well, that's been true of the politics, but never more so than now. What happens in Syria gets magnified significantly in Lebanon. Take, for example, the refugee crisis. One in five people now in Lebanon is Syrian. And that's brought with it a whole new set of challenges, says Voice of Martyrs spokesman Todd Nettleton.
The physical wounds, I think, really are sort of the small part of the problem that needs to be solved. The emotional wounds and the psychological wounds are something that is going to be kind of reverberate, I think, for a generation.
Nettleton says the church is training leaders to respond to that kind of trauma because left untreated, it's a recipe for disaster.
I think potentially a continuation of the war, the inability to come about with any kind of a peace agreement that everybody can live with at peace, all of those things are sort of the repercussions of this.
The gospel plays a huge role in healing. There's more to this at our website. Next, the civil war in Syria has taken a definite toll on the church. According to Open Doors, 4 out of every 10 members have left Damascus, Syria's capital city. That's a major loss for every congregation, but it's also the reality that churches in Syria face as Damascus shows. It's a struggle for those who remain. The economy's been decimated, yet church leaders are saying people are still coming to Christ. Will you stand with them in prayer? This is Mission Network News. Despite a ceasefire agreement signed in May, tensions remain high in Burma's Kachin State. Vision Beyond Borders recently heard from their contact in the region. The Burmese army has kidnapped and tortured several Kachin leaders. In another village, troops took several girls to the nearby jungle and assaulted them. They were later released. Pray protection and wisdom for this contact as he shares the hope of Christ with Burma's refugees. Meanwhile, a massive outreach is coming to the Philippines. Jason Wolford of Christian Resources International says they'll be sending Bibles, books, and more to the islands in 2014.
Literally over 100,000 people are going to be reached. Not only are we going to send over $5 million worth of free Bibles and Christian teaching tools to these areas, in 3 of those locations, we're going to be training up pastors.
The prevalence of Islam and scarcity of scripture make a shipment like this even more crucial.
Wherever there seems to be a stronghold of a false religion, of a demonic religion, or stronghold over people, I want to try to penetrate those areas because there must be a reason that the devil is paying close attention to that area.
Got an extra Bible or two? We'll send them to CRI so they can fill those crates. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. And if you ever wanted to go on a missions trip, well, maybe you could win one. Ashley Costin explains how a new game from Buckner International is giving you that chance.
There are prizes to be awarded every week, and the grand prize is a mission trip for 2 with Buckner to a Latin American country in which we serve.
The game's called Around the World, and while anyone can play, you have to be 18 to win.
How we communicate the game to you every day is through email, where you'll be challenged with 2 questions. One is a Bible question that is meant for spiritual growth, and the other one is just an educational question about Buckner.
Learn details and sign up through a link at our website. Pray that this creative tool will get more people involved in God's work around the world.
Where Buckner is trying to really focus is just that people have a deeper understanding of the calling that God has mandated us to care for widows and orphans.
Mission Network News is a daily news service at Cornerstone University. Now, storytelling is effectively reaching the unreached with the gospel. Scriptures in Use wants you to see it in action with a free copy of the Man of Peace DVD. It's storytelling success in India. It takes a close look at the community in India where storytelling and oral communication are the cultural norms to pass on community values. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.